everything that you need to know about Finnish school meals.
Hello and welcome. This is Europe on Air, and today we are telling you everything you need to know of the Finnish school meals. My name is Vilma.
And I'm Toni. So, in Finland we have many things we are proud of, and this is surely one of them. So, we have free lunch for the students at every school, from preschool to high school, every day.
But when you go to the university, you sadly have to pay for the food, but the price is not too much. It's usually about 2 euros, and here in Haagahelia, where we are studying, our lunch is said to be the cheapest student lunch in Finland, so I guess we're kind of lucky.
Yes, we are, even though it's getting up yearly, but still.
Yep.
As you may know, almost everywhere around the world, it is very rare that the schools would offer a proper lunch for the students. So, like, the students often bring their own lunch bag with them to school, which could include several things like sandwich or fruit or whatever. And there might be like some cafeterias that serve little snacks, but not really a proper lunch.
Yep, but in Finland we have a warm dish for free every day, including some meat and, for example, rice or pasta and salad and bread. And nowadays, almost everywhere, there is also a vegetarian option for everyone to choose if they want to. And the school meals are like properly planned so that the food is healthy enough and has all the nutrition we need. Our reporter Katariina has found out a little bit of the history of the Finnish school meals, and next we could listen what Katariina has to say.
Finland is the first country in the world that started to serve free school meals. Even now, free school lunch is served to all pupils only in Finland and Sweden. In Finland, free school catering started in 1948. Even though there had been free school catering in some schools since the beginning of the 20th century. In the beginning, the school lunch consisted mainly of soups and porridges. As the school lunch was not that substantial, kids could bring milk and bread from home. The school meal started to have more variation from the 1960s. School kitchens started to use frozen and processed foods, and also vegetables were served. In the 1970s, school food introduced Finnish kids to exotic foods such as rice and spaghetti. Slowly, these ingredients found their way also to Finnish homes. The school meal has both a nutritional and a social aspect. It teaches pupils about healthy nutritional choices and gives them healthy eating habits. School meal is also a social happening and teaches table manners and interaction skills. School meal system also teaches to respect food. Already the first graders are taught to take only as much food as they can eat. Throwing away food is frowned upon. From some schools, people are able to buy leftover food with a convenient price. School meals teach kids also Finnish food traditions. Traditional foods such as potato and carrot casserole at Christmas or little sweet cakes called Runeberin torttu are served to celebrate the national poet on a day dedicated to him. School meals give a nice introduction to different food cultures as well. Schools organize different kinds of theme weeks when ethnic and international food is served.
Europe on Air.
So, Toni and I, we have enjoyed the free lunches for at least 12 years of our lives. Isn't that right?
There we have.
And so, but what about you, Toni? Do you have anything special you remember from eating at school, or any funny or horrifying memories?
Well, most of my memories are really good, really, because I like almost everything that they serve. But my problem was the days when they served some fish, because like the habit is, if you're not like provenly allergic or anything, you have to take everything and at least taste everything in the schools, especially when you're at the elementary school. So I have to eat the fish every time, even though I really couldn't do it. It's just impossible for me. And at the second grade, I think, after I vomited on the table for third time that year, I was able to quit eating fish and just take the same food that the people that are allergic to fish had.
Okay, I think that was fair enough. But, well, I have never been picky about food or had any allergies or anything. But there was and kind of still is one food that I can't stand, and it's pea soup.
Oh, it's so delicious.
No, and unfortunately it's quite common in Finland and they serve it at schools also, so I used this method that was also used with other foods, but I kind of spread the pea soup around the plate with my spoon, and so it would look like I had eaten it. For the teachers and the cooks, they didn't like if you didn't eat anything, so I kind of pretended that I ate. Also, I remember one thing from the school canteen. It was the noise, the horrifying noise, and of the course, shouting wasn't allowed, but eating was like the best moment of the day, and you had to talk to your friends and a little bit shout also. So we had teachers wearing earmuffs on while eating, so I guess that tells enough.
Yeah, that's true. And what I remember about the atmosphere of the school canteen where we ate is like every time somebody dropped the plates or glasses or anything, somebody was broken. Everybody was standing up and cheering and applauding to them.
Yep.
That was a funny thing every time.
Yeah.
But so Katarina and Wilma visited an elementary school in Helsinki to ask the kids some questions regarding the school meals. The kids seem to have quite clear picture of how they should behave in the school canteen. Let's listen to what the second graders of the English school know.
You are not allowed to just shout like crazy.
You can't hit or kick anyone.
You need to be nice and you can't not shout. And if that much food you take, you need to eat it.
You can't shout and you need to sit down nicely, and you need to talk with indoor voice.
You need to respect the teacher and take as much food as you think you can manage.
Thank you, Katarina, Vilma, and the second graders. So, what do we eat in Finland then at schools? The school food is mainly some basic Finnish food. The meal includes a warm dish, some salad, bread, butter and drinks, usually water or milk. The basic Finnish dish often includes potatoes with some sauce made of some meat or meatballs or whatever. And different casseroles always play a big part as a bit more modern but still pretty original Finnish dishes. The most common ones are macaroni casserole, cabbage casserole and liver casserole. And actually, in my opinion, they taste better than they sound or look.
I'm not sure about the liver casserole, but yeah.
That being said, there's been some variation in the school food throughout the history. Many typical and original Finnish foods are still on the list, but there are some newcomers almost yearly. For example, I don't know, there are a lot of food from Italy and other countries as well, like lasagna, pizza, these kind of things. And there are also special meats for the kids who may be allergic to the food served or have religious or ethical issues with the food written on the list. And their diets are being implemented in such form as the student's diet plan delivered to the school, the forbidden foods or medical certificate requires. And also vegetarian food is a trend that is growing rapidly in the schools as well, like pretty much everywhere. In some schools, they have a day in a week when they only serve vegetarian food, which tries to follow the same nutritional requirements than the meat dishes. And also, because it's 2019, of course, there's an app that shows the weekly menus of several schools. And now we could actually take a look at the menu of one of these schools that is in the app. So, on Monday, they would have ham and cheese casserole. What do you think about that?
I think that's good. I like it.
Tuesday, chicken curry. Not that original Finnish, but pretty good. And Wednesday, vegetable soup. Thursday, horrible. Fish steak with mashed potatoes. And on Friday, chicken lasagna. They're lucky ones.
Nice.
Everything that you need to know about Finnish school meals.
But even though there was almost always something in the food that we could complain about and be kind of picky or allergic to something, and yet we are still appreciating the free proper meals every day.
Yeah, of course, and the food is basically pretty good.
Yep.
Kata and Vilma also visited the high school of the English school and asked what the high school students think about school lunches and also which kind of food would they like to eat in the school canteen.
Yep, let's listen to that.
I like the food. I've always liked school food.
I think it's good. We have quite a high quality, so.
I mean, it's pretty decent. Well, it's okay, but sometimes it's bad.
The food is not great. Well, they often have like meat food, so the vegetable ones are not that great. I would maybe like to have like better options for not meat eaters.
It's probably the best school food I've ever eaten.
Well, I particularly miss something that we don't really get here that much is spinach soup, so peanut piquette.
So, Tony, what is your favorite food at school?
Well, I have to say it's lasagna, definitely. That's my favorite.
That's good.
That's my favorite food pretty much everywhere, but the best one I cook at home, of course. What would be yours then?
Well, mine is probably nowadays it's the bean tacos that we get here, but sadly very rarely. But as a kid, I liked the fish soup. Which I guess you didn't, but
no.
And also one of my favorites was spinach crepes with jam, which our elementary teacher didn't think as a proper meal. She thought it was a dessert, but we still get those here, don't we?
We do, yeah, sometimes. Not that often, though.
Let's listen to which are the favorite school meals of the high school and the second grade students of the English school.
Well, my favorite food at school is probably something like meatballs or something.
Chicken nuggets.
It's a hard one. I like everything pretty much. Maybe the chicken and rice or like a noodle wok. That's really good.
I don't really have a favorite food, but maybe like spaghetti or something.
Maybe those fish.
I like meatballs and sausages and stuff like that.
I like the kebab.
Sausage soup,
French fries and nuggets.
Maybe the chicken nuggets.
Europe on air.
The food at Finnish schools is very carefully planned and so it's healthy and nutritious. So there are no chicken nuggets served every week or
sadly.
Or even every month. But it can affect to the answers that the day we visited the school, it was a chicken nugget day. So maybe that's why the chicken nuggets came up so many times.
It may have something to do with that, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, our other flying reporter, Ronja, figured out how the meals are planned. So let's go listen to what Ronja has to say for us about that.
Yes.
Every day, children in every school in Finland get to eat lunch that follows the general health instructions and dietary guidelines issued by the National Nutrition Council. The aim is that school lunches are tasty, colorful, and well-balanced. The ingredients of school meals are carefully planned. No matter what food is in the menu, it should always meet the criteria of a plate model. Half of the plate should be fresh and cooked vegetables. Quarter of the plate should be potatoes, rice, or pasta. The remaining quarter should be fish, meat, or beans and sprouts. The recommendations are that fish should be eaten twice a week. The lunch also includes skimmed or semi-skimmed milk. In addition, there is always crisp bread with vegetable margarine or butter margarine blend. The dessert is included only every now and then. The reason for serving dessert can be that the nutrient content of the main course is not adequately diverse, or if its energy content is not very high. And sometimes dessert is served just because of a special occasion. I came to visit the school kitchen of Pukinmäenkaari Elementary School in Helsinki, where they cook food for 600 pupils every day. And I'm here with Katriina Bernoulli, who works at a service center that offers food catering services for schools in Helsinki.
How much food is cooked in this kitchen every day?
If we, for example, serve soup, the amount is something 150 liters. And if we have a kebab sauce, which is quite popular, the amount is almost 100 kilos. And potatoes, it's nearly 50 to 60 kilos.
So what is different in cooking for this many people compared to home cooking?
In the professional kitchens, we use standard recipes and measurements for cooking in all our kitchens. Also, some of the ingredients are pre-cooked and prepared. We need to divide the cooking for the whole lunchtime. If we cook all the pasta at one time, it won't be that delicious for the last diners anymore. Food safety is really important thing, and that's why we do a lot of temperature measurements. We plan the menus in cooperation with our client, which is Division of Education in Helsinki. And we also participate pupils to share their opinions of planned courses. Pupils are between 7 to 16 years old, which we need to consider while we plan the menus. During the week, there must be a variety of dishes made from different raw materials every day. We can't cook fish fingers every day, even though they are wildly popular among students.
All about Finnish school meals.
So, like Kata told us in the beginning, the history of the free lunches at the schools in Finland goes way back, and the free food brings equality in the school community and teaches the kids the meaning and the importance of a balanced diet, and also trains us to eat different types of food, like fish for Tony or like pea soup for me.
Yeah, well, tries at least.
Yep. So, we asked the high school students what are their opinions on the free food, and everyone seems to appreciate the free food meals a lot.
Yeah, I really appreciate it that we get the food for free, and I'm happy.
I think it's a good thing. It gives us more like a variety of food to eat, and if you come from a like less equipped family, that then means that you still get like free food from school, so you at least get something.
Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, we're very lucky. We're like we're a very small minority that get this good food for free at school, pretty much.
Well, I think it's good because then it's fair and people don't have to like worry about it if they don't have like as good food to bring from home. I think it's good.
Thank you for the high school students as well. I think we're running out of time, so it's time to say thank you and goodbye and all that.
Yeah, thank you a lot, and see you soon in Georgia.
There we do. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Everything that you need to know about Finnish school meals. Europe on air.